Okay, today is Daf Kuf. We're going to begin on the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi Tes Amid Beis. So, talk about trees that drape over, sort of like a, I guess I can imagine like a weeping willow, that sort of the branches come down. So, Ilan Shahaya Mesech Al Aretz. So, you have a tree that its branches were pointing towards the ground all around. So, you sort of have like this area underneath, this like sort of tent area underneath. Right, so and underneath it you have this area that's at least 10 tvachim high. Im ein nofo gavo min aruch losu tvachim, if the branches of it go all the way down up to like 3 tvachim from the ground, so we'll view that the branches are now hitting the ground, and we are in an enclosed area. Right, im ein nofo gavo min aruch losu tvachim mitalkin tachtav, you can carry in it. Because we're going to view the branches all around as mechitzos, so it becomes a rishus yachid, and you can carry, or you're not limited to dalet amos, you can carry it around the whole area. So we'd assume that this is a huge, huge tree. Okay, but Mishnah says, shiroshav, if the roots of the tree, gvoim in aret shlosha tvachim, if the roots of the tree protrude out from the ground above 3 tvachim, so then lo yeshiv aleim, you may not sit on them. Why not? Rashi says lo yeshiv aleim, this has nothing to do with this has nothing to do with mechitzos or carrying, Rashi says. Shiroshav gavoim, third to last line in Rashi. Lo yeshiv aleim, sorry, second to last line. The kevan de gavoim shlosha, once they're 3 tvachim high, ki ilan chashizi, they're no longer considered part of the ground, they're considered part of the tree. The emish tamashim ilan, we're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. If it's a gazetarius button, you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. You're not allowed to hang anything on a tree. Now let them lean on the tree, now let them pull anything, Yamaka gets stuck on the tree, you're not supposed to pull the Yamaka out. Now let them use the tree on Shabbos. So once if this root is 3 tvachim high, I guess it protrudes out high, so it no longer, it's so above 3 tvachim, it's no longer going to be considered level with the ground, and therefore it's going to be considered a tree, and you may not use it. So Amar Rav Huna Bereir Rav Yeshua, Ein Mitalkelin Bo, Yesem Ribeis HaSayin. If you have this big tree that its branches are draping down, and you're allowed to carry underneath it, so normally you would think that it's something that you can carry as much as you want. Rabbi Yeshua limits it to yesemri beis hasayim. You can't go more than the beis hasayim. Again, a big tree. Beis hasayim is 50 by 100, I believe, like the Makom HaMishkan. Rashi says, ele beis hasayim. Im haya hekefu yosero beis hasayim. If the area that the tree is covering is more than the beis hasayim, eim etalten bo ele ba'arba. You only can carry 4, it should be 4 amos. Ba'filu natu mitchil lekach. To have a mukaf udira, even if the reason why you planted the tree is for this express purpose. Remember, the idea is with a karpef. Remember, the karpef is a big open area. If the karpef is hukaf ladira, then you're allowed to carry as much as you want. If it's low hukaf ladira, then you only have a base hasayim. But here, Rashi is saying, even if this was created initially, which means it's hukaf ladira, for some reason you're still only limited to base hasayim. What? Okay, again, we're assuming it's a very large tree. So my taima, so what's the reason? What's the reason why it would be usher to be metaltel, right? If it was planted for this purpose, right, and it's a hukaf ladira, so hukaf ladira in a karpef allows you to carry the whole thing. Why are you limited to beis hasayim? The Gemara answers, mishum dahave dira shetashmila la'avir, v'chol dira shetashmisha la'avir, e metaltel bo yeser beis hasayim. Because it's not really... There's a difference between hukaf ladira, where you want to actually live and put all your stuff in there, as opposed to hukaf ladira, which is not, you're not here to live here permanently. The purpose why this was made is for people who are going to be out in the field to guard the field. So it's made for the, we've come across this concept before. Rashi says, in ladur batamid. It's not there to live there constantly. Ela histofeif ba shomri hasada. So the guards of the fields can have a place in the shady area they can walk around. It's not really hukaf ladira. Therefore, if it's so big, you're up to beis hasayim, no more than beis hasayim. Okay. Then the Mishnah said, shiroshav gavoim min haaretz. Right? If the roots come up more than 3 tvachim over the ground, then you may not sit on them because if it's higher than 3 tvachim, it's no longer part of the ground. It's considered a tree, and tree you're not allowed to use in Shabbos. Now it'll be mishtaros the tree on Shabbos. So itmar, the following case. What's the din over here? So basically what you have is, you have a tree, okay, and the roots come up, and the root goes up above 3 tvachim, And then it dips down later and goes back down below three tvachim. So I guess the question is, when the highest point of it is above three tvachim, and then it goes back down. And you want to now use that later part, that after the high part, you want to use the part that dips back down below three tvachim. Are you allowed to use that? I think that's the case. So Rabba Amar mutar lishtamish behen. You're permitted to use it. Rasheishes Amar asr lishtamish behen. You're not allowed to use it. Rabba Amar mutar lishtamish behen. They call pachos mishloshu da'ara la'ari. He says any part of the roots that are within three tvachim of the ground is considered part of the ground. So this after the height it dips back down. So it dips back down below three tvachim. That's going to be considered part of the ground. But Rav Sheshes Amar Aslu Shtamish Ben Why Dimi Keva Dimi Koch Isser Ka Asin Asurin. Since it comes from the power of Isser, meaning it follows. It's how's it standing there? It's being provided with support from the thing that's Asser. That's what's holding it up. So therefore, if it comes with Koch, so the part before it goes up, that Rav Sheshes will agree is going to be Mutter, because that's not Bali Mi Koch Isser. When it hits the three Tvachim, then anything beyond that is being supported by the Koach Isser, so even if it dips back below afterwards, that should be Usher to used. The Gemara says, another case, didumnu, let's say the branches are didumnu kimishunisa. They're similar to like a key or something like that. Right, the teeth of a rock, Rashi says. Kishen sela. So basically what you have is, you have this branch that comes out, okay? And it's this root that comes out, it goes above three tvachim. So, but there are also these little, that's a root, these little like branches that branch off from the root that shoot down. So at a certain point, at one point, the branch is below, the root is below three tvachim, and this little teeth thing that comes out is below three tvachim. At the highest point, the branch is above, the root is above three tvachim, and the tooth that branches off is also above three tvachim. But at the middle point, you have the root that is above three tvachim, but this tooth that branches off of it is below three tvachim. So that's going to be the question. Right, the Damakum Shunaisa, the silken li'ila asurin, the nachdin l'tata sharu. Right, the thing that's above, right, the silken li'ila, the portions that are above three tvachim are asur. The nitachin l'tata, the place that is below three tvachim is asur. L'tstadim, what about plukta? But that middle piece, right, that middle piece where the root is above three tvachim, but the tooth is below three tvachim, may you use that or not? That's plukta, the Rabban of Sheishas. That's going to see the same. That's going to be the same machlokes between Rabba and Rav Sheshes, because Rav Sheshes is going to, Rabba's going to say, below three tvachim is below three tvachim, you can use it. What you can use it for, I'm not sure, maybe you can hang something on it, maybe, but it's below three tvachim, and therefore it's considered part of the ground. And Rav Sheshes is going to say, no, this is being supported, this is coming out from something that's above three tvachim, it's koach from Isser, and therefore it'll also be Asser. V'chein anigra, the same thing is the case of the anigra. But what is the case of the anigra? Rashi says, "Ilan hayotze mitoch charit katzir ha'asoy leholich hamayim l'sados." So you have now, as you have this, I guess you have this sort of this water canal, and in the water canal is this tree or this branch, this stump, and it takes up the entire width of the water canal. So it has these two walls here, and then it has the water on either side, and from the base. And from the lip of the canal above, I guess it exceeds less than three tvachim. But it's bigger trunk, because if you measure it all the way from the bottom to the top, then it's going to be higher than three tvachim. So we have a machlokas here of what's going to be the case with this. Rashi says, it's a long Rashi. Rashi says a nigra. So ilan hayotzi mitoch charetz chatzar soil hol chaliman lasodas. And two sides of the tree are going to the two walls of this canal. If you judge the entire height of this stump, it's higher than three tachim. It's all the way in the base of the water. But if you judge it from what protrudes above the canal, the water canal, it's less than three tvachim. So the Rabba, the Modin Hakidududim Shari. Sure, Rabba says, look, the same way the Rabba said that tooth that protrudes out is less than three tvachim high. So to here, the what's protruding out is less than three tvachim high. Therefore, you can use what's protruding on top. It's going to be considered level with the ground. It's less than three tvachim. La'arka ara. Rav Sheshis, la'umko modin. Rav Sheshis is going to measure it from the depth all the way below. Therefore, the whole thing is from the power of something that's usser, and therefore the top three tvachim are mikolach isser, and they'll be usser as well. And it says, right, basically the question is, what's your reference point? Is your reference point the base of the tree or the banks of the canal? Then the same thing is v'chein b'keren zavis. You have on the corner, which I believe you have this tree that's growing or placed as the corner. So instead of, you have the two walls coming this way perpendicular to each other, and where the walls meet is a tree. You actually built your walls, you saved some room, you saved some money in construction, you built your walls to meet flush with the tree in the corner. Right, so Karen's office. So the question is, Rashi says, what? The tree is the corner of the wall. The tree is here. It's the corner. Okay, so Rashi says, V'chein Karen's office. Rashi says, Ilan ha'ola b'mitzoash nixolim, at the meeting point of two walls of the chatzer, v'gimol stadim nichnasim b'toch ha'mitzoash b'talim, v'ein nira elet sido shemichutz. Basically, I guess it's, when you go like this to cover it, so this side is covered by the wall, this side is covered by the wall, and the back side you plaster it, you only have the front side that looks like tree. Right? Back to Rashi. And the tree then rises above the height of the wall less than three tvachim. Okay, so what's going to be our reference point now? Is our reference point here going to be the base of the tree? And therefore the tree is higher than three tvachim. Our reference point could be the amount of the tree that's above the wall. Rab doesn't look at the amount of the tree that's above the wall. It's less than three tvachim. You can use that amount, that piece of the tree that's above the wall. Rav Sheshis doesn't say, no. What's the reference point? The reference point is the base. The tree is higher than, the whole thing is higher than three tvachim. So the three tvachim above the wall are also going to be usher, because they're bayim mikoach of the tree, which the reference point is going to be the floor. Let's finish Rashi. Right, so it says, v'ola ad l'mal v'kolta m'gimel. Therefore, it's going to be no problem. We're going to measure it from the ground, right? And therefore, it's coming. Okay, that's the cases. Next, Hahu Dikla. There was this tree. The Abaye had in his house. So basically, he had this. I don't know if you remember Landau's in the trailer years ago. He has that tree right in the middle. That's what I imagine over here, right? You had this tree, and Landau's was a minion factory in Flatbush, and it used to be in a trailer, and they built it around this tree, which is right in the middle. So you have this tree in the middle of the house, and the tree goes up through a hole in the roof, and then its branches spread out onto the roof. So the shaila is going to be, can you use the branches, the area above the roof? What's the reference point? And the reference point can be the base of the tree, which is in the house, and everything above the roof is still going to be considered usser. Or if above the roof of the house is less than three tvachim, so the reference point would be the roof, and therefore it's be less than three tvachim, maybe you can use it. Right? So, Havihu Dikla Dehavid La'abayin, Vaz Salik B'Yipuma, Usla Kamid Rav Yosef. He came before Rav Yosef, V'Sharle, and Rav Yosef was matur him, because only less than three tvachim was revealed above the roof. So Amalei Rav Acha bar Tachlifa. So Rav Acha bar Tachlifa says to Abaye, you know, this heter that Rav Yosef gave you, the Sharilach Kiraba Sharilach. The heter he gave you is not the Choladeus. It's only according to Rabba. So Gemara says, well, Pshita. Okay. So Rav Yosef passed him like Rabba. What's the big deal, right? That's who he held like. So why does he have to come and tell you that he's passing like Rabba? We know he's passing like Rabba. It's just like the Karen Zavis case. It's just like the case of the tree in the canal. Just like the case of the teeth coming out of the roots. So he says, no, Mao the Tema, one might have thought, a feel of Rav Sheshes, that even to Rav Sheshes, right, the basic command of Moli Dami. Sometimes we have this concept that when you look inside a house is viewed as it's completely filled up. So if you view the house as it being completely filled up, so even Rav Sheshes would agree, you can't reference the ground. You have to reference the point of the only where it protrudes from the roof, where it's no longer filled up anymore. Right? Maybe he would say that Rashi says, command the Moli Dami, it's towards the bottom of the short lines. It's as if the ground is all the way up to the roof. the Ha'amaron La'el, like we said before, Chalon Shemen Shnei Batim L'malim Yud Kaman Demolidami. We said later before they have a window between two houses. We view it as being flush with the, you know, being even, because we say that the house is filled up. So too maybe here Rav Sheshis would have said that they can view the house is filled up, and therefore the Shtam Shpachas Moshe Son of Gag, and therefore you can use within three tvachim of that is close to the roof. Kamash Ramon that says that no, never he comes to say no. Even in this case, Rav Sheshis will disagree. He doesn't view the house as being completely filled, and therefore it would be usher to use this tree at all, even the stuff part, the part that's on the roof that's less than three tvachim from the roof, because his reference point is going to be the base of the tree, which is the floor of the house. Okay, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that Shirasha of Gvoim and Arach Losha Tvachim, if the roots are three Tvachim above the ground, Lo Yeshiv Aleim, you may not sit on them on Shabbos. So Hechidami, what's the case? E Delo Hadre Kaifi, right? Pshita. If it's the branches that just go straight up, and the branches don't come back down, so then I guess they say it's Pashat, that you can't use it. Elav Alpha Gavda Hadre Kafi. Even though the case is that, so it must be the case is that the branches then, the roots are, not the branches, the roots then, you know, proceed back down into the ground. Right? That even never, so that what's come to teach us, that, no, it's trying to bring a proof between to Rav Sheshis. Had the Mishnah says that the branches, the roots go up, you can't sit on the part of three tvachim high. Pashut, but three tvachim is not going to be considered part of the ground. It's three tvachim higher. You're not going to use a tree. So it must be the case, must be where the roots go up and then come back down. And the Mishnah is teaching us that you can't even use the part of the roots that come back down. That's going to be a riot to Rav Sheshis. And so Gemara says, right, so read again. So Tanan, Shrashu Gavom and Arish Losha Tvachim, Lo Yeshiv Aleim, Hechidami, Idlo Haji Kaifi, if it doesn't go back down, Pshita Elab, Afal Gav, Naji Kaifi, then that would be a raya on Rav Sheshis, Akasha Tarabah. Says, lo, that's not the case. The Mishnah, lo olam, delo haji kaifi. They don't come back down close to three tvachim. But hakamash malan, af al gav ditzido echad shavela aretz. Even if one side of the branch is considered flushed with the ground. So I'm not exactly sure what the case is, but I think it might be that from one side, it's even with the ground. Which I think that maybe the tree is planted in an area on a right. What?
Yeah, there's a picture.
I understand. I'm trying to verbalize the picture. So, it's not parallel. It's not parallel to it. It's parallel to the ground where it is, but next to it is a higher part of the ground. So it's going to be a little higher on one side. Then there's the tree. The higher level, the branch is flush. But coming up from the tree, it's going to be three tvachim high. So we're going to view it as being three tvachim from the base of the tree, and therefore going to be aser. So Tana Rabbanan, Sharsha Ilan Shagvoim and Arish Shlosha Tvachim. So the branches of the tree. So sorry again, the roots of the tree are three tvachim above the ground. Oshi Yish Chalal Tachteim. Or there's a ditch or a rivet underneath the branches, and therefore chal tachteim shlosha tvachim. And if it's dug underneath it, so it's above three tvachim above what's dug underneath it, right? Afal pishet tzidu echad shavel aretz harizel lo yoshev aleim. Even though one side's been flush with the ground, still nevertheless you can't sit on them. Lefi she'ein olin be'ilan ve'ein nitlalin be'ilan ve'ein nishanim be'ilan. You're not allowed to climb a tree. You're not allowed to hang on a tree. You're not allowed to lean on a tree. That's the only day with Shabbos. You're not allowed to lose the tree. And the Brisa continues, "V'lo yalev ilam ibod yom." You may not go up on the tree, climb the tree before Shabbos. The yeshiv sham kol yom kulo. You're not allowed to go up there and sit on the tree the whole day. You can't be in the tree on Shabbos. And the Mara says, "Echad ilan the echad b'chol behemo." Whether it's a tree or it's an animal, you're not allowed to use those on Shabbos. Right? You're not allowed to use that on Shabbos. But aval bor, but something that's dug in the ground, so a pit, a siach, a cistern, a ma'ara, some sort of cave, v'gader mitapes v'oleh mitapes v'yored. You're allowed to climb, grab onto the sides, and climb up and climb down. V'afilu hen me'ya amah, even if it's 100 amah deep. The point being is that the reason why they climb on a tree is usher is not because of torich, because you're allowed to carry out, climb out of the pit. It's not because of torich. The reason is because it's a gzera shema yitlosh. You're concerned that maybe you'll pull something off the tree. So too with an animal, you're concerned you might pull something off a tree to use to hit the animal to ride. When you climb on a tree, you might pull it off. In the pit, there's nothing you're going to pull off. So the Bryce is showing you, it's not an issue of tircha, it's an issue, there's a reason of zeir, it's because shema yitlosh. That's why the pit is mutter, but by the animal and tree, would be usser. So, now the Gemara is not going to bring a steer between two Bryces about someone who went up in the tree. Right? So Tanakha, the one Bryce says, im ala mutalirid. If you went up, you're allowed to come down on Shabbos. The Tanakha, another Bryce says, usalirid. You're not allowed to come down on Shabbos, because the fact, by coming down, you're also using the tree. Actually, by sitting there, you're also using the tree. So what are you kind of stuck? So one says you come down, one says you can't come down. So lo kasha, there's no stira. We're going to answer, have a few answers. Number one, Khan, the Bryce that says it allows you to come down, is mi ojom. It's when you didn't go up in Isser. You went up on Friday, and I guess you didn't realize how close the Shabbos was, and all of a sudden it becomes Shabbos. So that's mi ojom. So therefore, the Chazal said, you're allowed to come down, because you didn't do anything usser by climbing up. Khan, the Bryce says it's usher to come down, is Rishecha Shecha. It's when Shabbos already started, and then you went up. So you already made an Isser going up, Chazal said, okay, now you're stuck. You can't, you may not come down. Right, Rashi says, Olam b'o yom, v'kidi shalaf hayom, and became Shabbos, lo kansinon le'lerid. Okay, so now, if Ibai's Ema, or you can say, ha v'ha Mishecha Shecha. In both cases, he went up after Shabbos started. He went up after dark. And lo kasha, there's no steal with the brises. Khan, the brise that says that you're allowed to come, they're allowed to come down, is when you went up b'shogeg. Khan b'mezid. And the case where you're not allowed was when you went up b'mezid. You knew it was usher and you went up, so therefore kanas. You guys emo, or you can say havah b'shogeg. Both cases where you went up b'shogeg. So the question is, so why if you went up b'shogeg, why may you come down? Why may you not come down? V'hacha b'kans b'shogeg atu mezid kamifal di. The machlokas will be whether or not we made a gzeira shogeg atu mezid. Whether we included in the gzeira shogeg. Mezid, you definitely can't go down. We made a knas. Do we make a gzeira of shogeg uktu mezid? So mar saver kansina. One says we make the gzeira of shogeg uktu mezid. Umar saver lo kansina. And one says you don't make this knas. It's like a gzeira, almost. If you say, you're not allowed to go up on the tree to begin with, because shema yitlosh. And if you went up shogeg, uktu mezid will not let you come down. So one guy says you are making the takana. One guy says that you're not. All right, so now the Gemara brings another. I think that's the machlokas. Now one person, now we need another potential to explain the machlokas, brings us into some dine karbonos, into kachim. Amar Rav Huna Breder of Shua Kitanai. This machlokas about whether or not you can come down from the tree or not come down from the tree if you want up a shogeg, that's going to be like this tanayim that's mentioned in the Mishnah Zvachim and Daf Pei. So you have different types of karbonos. Some karbonos need to be sprinkled only one time, or poured on the Yisod HaMizbeach. Some karbonos used to be sprinkled four times, that's the chatas. Some karbonos, we'll see this, Tosas, they would come into handy, are sprinkled four times, it's really two times. It's two times on each corner, which allows you to shnayim shein arba. It's two times, but it spreads out to the corners, which it's four corners. So the Mishnah says you have the blood of karbonos. Karbonos are supposed to be sprinkled only once. They got mixed with blood of karbonos, they're supposed to be sprinkled only once. No problem. You take the whole thing, and you sprinkle it once down where it belongs, because everything is going to be done the right way. Okay? Matan arba, b'matan arba. Things are supposed to be sprinkled four times. Got mixed up with things that are supposed to be sprinkled four times. Right? You not to matan arba, so sprinkle them four times. You have no problem. Rashi says matan arba here is the korban chatas. The korban chatas has to be sprinkled four times. So he says it's really legitimately the korban needs to be sprinkled four times. Tosfos has a problem with this because in the next case, which says matan arba matan achas. If you have things that need to be sprinkled four times, get mixed up with things that are supposed to be sprinkled once. Rabbi Lezer Omer, you're not to matan arba, sprinkle it four times. Rabbi Shua Omer, you're not to matan achas. Just do it once. The problem is, as Tosfos points out, is that it's not, if you have a korban chatas, it's just that the amount of sprinklings that have to be done that's confused now. The place where it has to be sprinkled is also confused. The korban chatas has to be sprinkled above the top half of the mizbeah. That's the only one. The other korbanos have to be sprinkled on the bottom. So if you're going to tell me that you'll just sprinkle it one time in the bottom, even Rabbi Shua wouldn't allow that because you're not doing it in the right place. That's why Tosa says, when it says here, matanan arba, it means shtayim shein arba. It's a case of ganola. It only has to be sprinkled twice, once on each corner, to get to all four walls. Okay. So he's Rav Lezer Omer, yinatanu b'matan arba. He says, do it four times. You do it to four times because I definitely need to do one, and I'll do it three extra times. And this way I'll capture the we'll use the Kohen Rashi. I'll capture the korban chatas and sprinkle it four times. Rav Shua says no, yinatanu b'matan achas. Because everything that's sprinkled once, as long as it gets blown to the mizbeach, it's going to be kosher. Well, don't go ahead and start spreading more. Just do it one time. So Amalo Rabbi Lezer says to Rabbi Shua, how can you say that you only should do it once? Hare you over about Tigra. You're violent about Tigra. You're supposed to do something for, and now you're only doing it once. In this mixture was something that needs to be sprinkled for, whether it's four or two that are four, but you're only doing it once. Amalo Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua says back to him, wait a second. Hare you over about Tosif. Your way, you do about Tosif, because this thing's only supposed to be sprinkled once, and now you sprinkle it four times. So Amar Rabbi Lezer says, Lo Amaru Ela Kashehu Ka'atz Be'atzmo. We only say Baal Tosif if we're dealing with the actual blood and there's no mixture. Hu Ba'atzmo. So if I have something that's supposed to be sprinkled once, but and it's sprinkled four times, you're right, that's Baal Tosif. But you have a mixture, and included in this mixture is something that's supposed to be sprinkled four times. There's no Baal Tosif. Baal Tosif is only when the blood would be by alone. So Rabbi Shua says back to him, okay, fine, if that's your logic, Amalo, Lo Nem Baal Tigra, El Kishu Ba'atzmo. Baal Tigra also is only going to be when it's alone. So if that's something that's supposed to be sprinkled four times and they only do it once, okay, that's Baal Tigra. If it's mixed with something that's only supposed to be go once, there's no Baal Tigra here. Baal Tigra, just like Baal Tosif, only applies when the item is by itself. So the Ode Amar Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Shua says to Rabbi Lezer as well, Kishinatata, right, Avarta al Baal Tosif, Vasisa Masib Yadecha. Kishalona Sata Avarta Baal Tigra, Vasisa Masib Yadecha. Rabbi Shua says, I'm better than you. Because my shita is, when you sprinkle extra, so you're actively violating Baal Tosif. You're taking it with your hands, and you're doing extra. My thing is the Baal Tigra, Enoch Nami, it's Baal Tigra. But I'm doing it Shevi Al Taisa. I'm doing it passively. I'm not actively doing anything. Yours is active. So how does that work? How does that explain the our machlokas? So we say Lo Rabbi Lezer, the Amar Hasam, Kuma Se Adif, Hachanami Yerid. Problem is what's going on here is when you're in the tree, you're constantly in violation of using the tree. So Rabbi Lezer says, just like Rabbi Lezer said over here, it's better to do the mitzvah actively. He wants you to do four. So Rabbi Lezer says, Amar Hasam, that Kumasei Adif, that he's supposed to do Kumasei, Hachanami, so to here we tell him that he should come down Yerid, right? Even though there's a Tzad Isra what he's doing, because nevertheless, it's better for him than sitting on the tree. Let him come. He's violating the Isra sitting in the tree. He's violating the Isra coming down the tree. So just come down. Even though it's Kumasei, there it's Shevi Al Taseh, and coming down is Kumasei, better to come down. Rabbi Shua, the Amar Hasam, Rabbi Shua says over there, Shevi Al Taseh Adiv, it's better just to sit and be passive. Hachanami lo Yerid. So to here, don't come down. Because yes, you're violating the Isra sitting on the tree. You're violating the Isra coming down. At least when you're in the tree, you're violating the Isra. That Isra is then being violated passively. So passive is better. So Mar says Dilmalohi. Maybe we can disprove it. That's not the machlokas. Adkan lokom Rabbi Lezer Hasam. Over there, Rabbi Lezer says that you should violate the Baal Tosif actively because kumasei adif eladika avid mitzvah. Because what is he doing? He's doing Baal Tosif, but he's performing a mitzvah. For the one that needs to be sprinkled four times, he's performing a mitzvah. So there you say, Kumasei is Adif. Aval Hacha Delo Avin Mitzvah, what mitzvah does he have to come down from the tree? There's no mitzvah. Right? There's an extra consideration by the sprinkling of the blood. There's no extra consideration by coming down from the tree. Maybe he'll agree that Shevi Al Taisei is better. Hachanami lo yerid, inami, or you can say, Adkan lakum Rabbi Shua Hasam, there Rabbi Shua says that you should not sprinkle extra, right, that Shevi Al Taseh is better, Ella Doloka Avad Isura, because you're not doing any Isser. You're doing Isser Baal Tigra. We said, you're not doing an Isser, because the fact that you're not sprinkling for the carbon, it's not a Maisa Isser, you're just not doing something that, you're not doing it to the utmost. But Aval Hacha, but here, so long as you're sitting in the tree, you're violating the Isser. So he says, the ka'avad isura hachinami diyerid. So too you should come down to prevent you from constantly violating the isur. Better just come down and be done with it because you're going to be violating the isur no matter what. Come down and I guess you know you'll be done and you won't have to be violating the isur for the entire Shabbos. Okay. Tanachada, one brisa says that this idea that you're not allowed to use a tree. One brisa says is echad ilan lach, whether it's a moist tree, I guess it means a live tree, the echad ilan yavish, or it's a dry tree. Right, and Rashi says it's no longer Yonah Merkarka. It's a dead tree, and you know all these trees on the peninsula. It's like a dead tree. So whether it's dead or alive, you're not allowed to climb it. Tana Idach, one Brisa says, that you're not allowed to climb up on the tree, that's Bilach. That's only if it's a live tree, Avabi Yavish. If it's a dead tree, it's no longer considered Mechuba Lekarka, and therefore you can climb up. But pulling something off is like pulling off, it's just like pulling off something that's already attached. We view it as being detached because it's dead. It's not getting any yanika and nourishment from the ground. So Amar, so you have Stira. Can you climb a dry tree or not? So Amar Rav Yehuda lo kasha, there's no kasha kan. The Braisa that's it's usher by the Yavish is b'shegizo machlif. It's even though it's dry, it still has a little bit of luchluchlis so that the trunk can still grow. Kan b'isha in gizo machlif. And one that says you may climb is where the trunk is completely dried out. The Gemara says, what's the answer? Gizo machlif, if you're saying that its trunk can still regenerate, Yavish karisle, you call that dried out. Dried out means it doesn't have any nourishment. It means it's dead. If the trunk can still grow, it's not dead. So how can that be the answer of the stira? El lokasha, there's lokasha, kan be mosachama, kan be mosachashan. It depends what time of the year. During the yosachama, Rashi says that then during the yosachama, that's when you see growth on the trees. And this tree, you don't see that it has growth on it, so everyone will recognize that it's dry, and therefore there's no chashmar. It's ayin, there's no chash, so therefore you can climb on it. So nimosachama, you can tell that's when the trees have already sprouted. So if it's sprouted, it's alive. If it's not sprouted, it's dead. You may use the dead one. But kan, the one that says usher to go on any tree is bimosachashamim, is during the rainy season where nothing has leaves on it. Right? They sprout after the rainy season. Nothing has leaves on it, and it's not recognizable what's considered an alive tree, what's considered a dead tree. They all look dead, and if they see you climbing on this tree, now, they can think that in the Mosacham you also can climb on the tree, so therefore that's what it says, but then that would mean you can't climb on any tree during the rainy season. Okay? So Gemara says, wait a second, but Yemosachama, even the live trees, okay, they still at least, they have Hanitre Peri, they still have their fruits on it, so therefore you can tell the difference between the trees. He says, but like a peri, it doesn't have fruits. Ha, Kanatri Kinsei, nevertheless, you're still pulling off the bark of the tree. He says, Bigaduda, it's a smooth tree. Amy, is it really true that you're allowed to climb it's a smooth tree? Vahar of Ikla, the Afstatia, right, the Asr Bigaduda, and he forbidden anyone from climbing up on the smooth tree. So you see that you're not allowed to. You said you can't climb up on the smooth tree. He says, "Over Rav, Bika Matzah Begadah Begadah." We've seen this a few times before. Rav went to the Bika. He went to the valley. What does that mean? He went to a place where there was no Torah learning, so he was afraid to be matter anything. So he just asked anything, because everybody, if he mattered something, they would just be matter this, not matter that. So he just said it was asr. Okay. Amar Rami Bar Abba, Rabbi Ami Bar Amar says, Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Asal Adam, She Yahalich, Al Gabi, Asav Mishabbos, a person should not walk on grass on Shabbos, Mishum Shenemar, the Pasuk says initially, the Atzbi Raglaim Chote, if you walk quickly with your feet, you consider a Chote. Sometimes walking with your feet causes you sin, so by walking on the grass, you're going to tear up the grass on Shabbos. That's a problem for us. Well, don't worry, we'll take care of it. Tanichad, the one bride says, one bride says you're allowed to walk on grass. One says you're not allowed to walk on grass. One says lokasha, lokasha. Ha bilachim, if they're dried out, that you're not allowed to walk on because you're going to rip them out. Ha biyavashim, but if they're moist, no problem. They won't pull out. You by saying, or you can say ha ha bilachim. They're both talking about moist grass. Lokasha kan biyimosachama. One is during the summer season, because then there's seeds that are planted. So by walking, you pull out the seeds. The kan biyimosachshamim, when nothing is planted, and if you're not going to pull anything out. You by saying, or you can say ha ha biyimosachama. They're both during the biyimosachama. The lokasha is lokasha. The bride says that your mutter to walk is with the sa'i masai, when you're wearing shoes, and therefore your feet won't grab anything. Bahad lo sa'i masai. When one says usher is walking barefoot, because the leaves might get caught between your toes, and then you'll rip them out. Vibai same ha bahad sa'i masai. Both cases where you're wearing shoes, depends on the type of soles that you have. For okaja, hadi is like uksei. If you're wearing cleats, that would be usher. Hadi less like uksei. If you're not wearing cleats, then it would be mutter. Vibai same ha bahad is like uksei. Both cases where you have these nails or cleats on the bottom. Hadi is like the bryce says usher is the isle sharka. That the grass is long, and therefore they're going to be caught in the cleats and be ripped out. They're not so long, and therefore they won't get ripped out. But don't worry about all this. That we hold a Rabbi Shimon that says the Dover Shein is Kabin is Mutter, Kulu Shari, it's Mutter to walk on the grass, unless you know it's a Psigratia. With the cleats and spikes and stuff like that, it might very well be a psigratia, but if it's Dover Shein is Kabin, it's not a psigratia, it would be Mutter. But Amar Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama says, Amar Rav Asi, so this is just continuing because this is the statement of Rami Bar Chama and Rav Asi. Asur la'adam sheyakov ishul var mitzvah. You may not force your wife to have via with you, right? Shneamar, the pasuk says, right? Gam below das nefs lo tov va'atzper raglayim choteh. You can even with your raglayim, you can be choteh. And how do we know that has talked to do with via? So I think Rashi points out atzper raglayim choteh. Per raglayim, he says, is loshon tashmish. Diksiv Bain Ragleh Karanaf on Shachar. Talk about Sisra. When he went to Yael, it says Bain Ragleh. Raglaim is a lashon of Biyah. So you can have a sin when you're doing the Biyah is when you force your wife against her will. The Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Kola Kofi Ishil Dvar Mitzvah, whoever forces his wife, I think means physically forces his wife to have Tashmish, Havin Obayin She'enu Mahu Gonim. You're going to end up with children who are not appropriate. You did something inappropriate, your children will be inappropriate too. Amar Rabbi Ika Bar Chinno, Mike Ra, what's the pasuk that tells you about this punishment? He says, Gam Belo Das, Nefesh Lo Tov. If you do something without Das, without, you know, without knowledge, without willingness, Nefesh Lo Tov. You're going to have a not such a good soul come out. Tainami Achi, the Bryce that supports is also, Gam Belo Das, Nefesh Lo Tov. What does that mean? Kofes Ishtal Dar Mitzvah, that forces you, basically you rape your wife, that forces your wife, you're forcing your wife for Tashmish. The Eim Raglaim Chote, what does that mean? Zeha Boel Vishone, that's someone who has Bia, and then has Bia again right away. You do it twice, because I guess you're bothering the wife to do it multiple times. Eini, is it really true that Kol HaBoel a second time is a Chote? Ba'am Rava, Rava says, HaRotze Lasos Koban Zacharim, if you want to have male children, Yivov Yishne, you should have Bia, and then have Bia again. The idea being is that they thought that the woman is also Masriya Zera, and if she's Masriya Zera first, if her Zera is first, then they're going to end up with a boy. So therefore, if she's Masriya Zera with the first Bia, so she was already Masriya, and then you have Bia again, and you'll have the boy. So it seems to be saying that if you're Mishana, if you do it a second time, it's a good thing. So why you tell me that if you do it a second time, it's after a glain chote? Where it says Lokasha, Kan Ladas, Kash Lodas. It all depends whether she was a willing participant or you were forcing her. If she was willing, good. If she's not willing, no good. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Isha Shetovas Bala Dvar Mitzvah, any woman who having la banim shafil dor shemoshe lo hayikamosan. Any woman, I guess, who's sort of seductive, who draws her husband close for bia, she's going to have banim children that are even great that they didn't even have during the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. How do we know? Dilu bedor shemoshe ksiv. By the generation of Moshe, talks about the talmid chachamim. It says havu lechem anashim chachamim undvonim v'yiduim v'shitechem yichachamim nivonim v'yiduim. But it says when he appointed them, ksiv v'akach shoshesh lechem anashim chachamim v'yiduim. It says chachamim v'yiduim. It doesn't say nivonim. Missing a character trait. V'ilu nevonim lo ashkach. V'ilu gabi Leia, when it says by Leia, right, Leia went out to the field. It says v'teitzi Leia likraso. Leia went out to greet Yaakov. But Tomer, I lied to avok ishor scharticha. Come to my tent tonight because I paid for you, right, with the dudayim. So uksiv, and it says in Divrei Yamim, ubnei Yisachar, which are the children of Leia, yode bina, they had this bina that was missing by the times of Moshe. Yode bina le'itim v'das ma'yas Yisrael, v'shem asayim v'kol ha'chayim apiyem. So you see that if the wife goes out first to seduce to bring the husband to Tashmish, you can have Talmidei Chachamim that are even Nevonim, which is above. I don't know, it's interesting though, but it just says that they just had Bina. It doesn't say they had Chachama and Yiduim, right? They only have one. Okay. So Eini, is it really true that it's a Mila for the woman that she should request Bia from her husband? Va'amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Dimi Eser Klolulos Niskala Chava. Chava had 10 punishments. The pasuk says, right? It says, "Al Isha Amar Harbe Arbe Itzvonech V'Aronech V'Yitziv Tal Dibanim Al Dishenech Tishkutek Unim Shalbach." So the Gemara says, "Harbe Arbe." What does that mean in the pasuk? Is that, you know, break it down? The pasuk, "Elu Shnei Tipe Damim." Those are two types of blood that she has. Echad Dam Nindav, Echad Dam Asulim. Both of them are very discomforting for the woman. That's two. Itzvonech. What does that mean? Zetzar Kibul Banim. That's the pain in raising children. Husbands also have that. But I guess in those days, it was really the woman who raised the kids, right? That's number three. V'Aronech. That's Setzar Ibor, the pain of pregnancy. The Etzev Tel Dibanim, Kimash Mol, you can have, the pregnancy itself was difficult, and the giving birth is difficult, right? Va'el Ishech Tishukich, and you're going to be by your husband. Malabit She'isha Mishtokekas Al Baila, Bishah Shehu Sheyotzi L'Terach, she's going to be missing, she's going to want Bia when he goes out. V'hu Yim Shalbach, and he's going to rule over you. Milamit She'isha Tovas Balei, Va'ish Tova Bepeh. She's never going to request it. She's only wanting it in her heart, and he's going to want it in his mouth. So the Gemara then says, Zo he mida tova benashim. That is a good mida by the woman, that she doesn't actually voice her desire to have bia. But you just said it's a good mida. Now he said it's a good mida not to. And before he said that she does do that, she's going to have wonderful children. So the Gemara says, Ki karmina, when Rav Yochanan says that she gets schar, is demarze artsui kamei. It's not what she doesn't say with her mouth. She indicates it with her actions that she wants to be with her husband. That's good. That's a good thing. So the Gemara then says, wait a second. The Bryce said that she was cursed 10 times. We just listed 7. The Gemara says, Hani Shevahavi, Kasra Dimi, he says there are three others. Number one, Atufa Ka'evel, she's going to be covered, her hair is going to always be covered like an Avel, she's going to be embarrassed to go out without her hair uncovered. Number three is Minuda Mikol Adam, she's not allowed, she distanced herself from all people, she's not supposed to be out and social. And number three is Chavusha Beis Hasurim, she's going to be basically locked up like in a jail, it's called Kvod Debasam El Pnima, she's not going to come out. So Gemara says, my Minuda Mikol Adam, so Gemara says, what does that mean, that she's Minuda Mikol Adam? Right, Gemara says, Ilay Mishun Asli Yichud, if you say because she's not allowed to have Yichud with another man, well, Iyunami Asli Yichud, that's not a curse for her only, a man is not also allowed to have Yichud with a woman. So it says on him also, it says, no, Ella, they seal the betray. A man can be alone with two women, but two women cannot be alone with one man. So it's a more chummer. But Masnisatan in Abraisa, we learned that one of the three additional curses, Megadela Seir Klalis, that her hair just grows, She Yoshevesh Mustanes Kamayim Gemahema, that when she urinates, she has to crouch down like an animal, Venasis Bar Libala, and she becomes like a pillow to her husband, and the husband's on top of her when it comes to Bia. So why does, but the Edach, Rav Dimi, who didn't learn these three, he said, Hani Shabach Hula, these three things are a praise for the woman. Number one, that her hair can go out, she can braid it to make it pretty, which, that she, when she crouches, and that's because of that Tzniyus, she's not exposed, and the fact that she's the pillow is easy for her, she doesn't have to be active, she can just be passive, it's not so much of a tircha. Damar Chia, the Gemara says, what's the whole big deal about sitting crouching? Damar Chia, my dechsid, malfeinu can be haimos, eretz me'ofa shamayim yichachamemu, we learn from the animals, and we learn from the birds, milafeinu can be haimos, we learn from the animals, zopirda, that's the mule, shekoraz mishtane mayim, that it bends down and crouches down and does urinates, and that's something that we should learn from because that's tsnua, because you're not exposing yourself. Umeofa shemayim yichamenu zetarnagol, that's the chicken, shemif or the rooster, shemifayis for achakak boal. At first it speaks nice things, and then it has bia with its mate. So Gemara says, okay, how do we know that? Amram Yochanan il male lo nitna Torah, had the Torah not been given, it's a famous Gemara, hayinu l'meidim snius michatul, we will learn snius, modesty from the cat, because it doesn't leave its feces out, it covers its feces. The idea to stay away from gezel, min namala. What does he translate as an ant? What does he translate as? As the ant, okay, min namala, because the mala goes and gets its food and stores it, and doesn't want to steal food from anybody else, right? And arayas, miyona, we would learn how to remove ourselves from arayas, from the dove, because apparently the dove only has bio relations with its mate, not with anybody else, only one. V'derech eretz, and how to properly be with your wife is mitarnagol from the chicken. Shemifayis v'achakak bol. It just does pius. It just starts to be nice to the female before it has bia. Umayim v'faisla. How is it v'faisla? I don't know where they get this conversation from. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. It happens like this. V'hachik amarla. This is what the rooster says. Zvina lech ziga dematulach ad karech. It springs its wings to show to its forehead, to show the chicken, to show its mate that it's going to buy a nice cloak. The butter hachi effort that has bia, it bows its head. I can't afford it right now, but when I can get money, I'll make sure to buy you a beautiful item. So therefore, it speaks nice words to its mate, and that's what we should learn from the rooster as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Take it tomorrow on Daf Kuf Aleph.